one thing about doing a good deed, sometimes it's not too really good. Yeah, you heard my ex-wife and my grandson and my daughter. Well, throughout their apartment, they've been evicted. Yeah, they've been evicted. They in trouble, they always call me. But they're teaching me. I got my new place, I got my rent. My rent and run. And they don't appreciate nothing. Because they treat me like garbage. Now, first, and the baby crying all night. And they get their money, they stay up all night. Go to the store in the middle of the night. Don't get no rest. Just leave the money on the car, and then it's time to get up and go get the money in the morning. They don't do that. They stay up all night, walk to the store, and get the money. The money. I mean, this whole thing has been horrible. Real horrible. She should have stayed where she at. She would have got woman's shelter, because she got a kid with her. She got Jessica with her. Why she had to call me? She wanted to take advantage of the situation. You know? She wanted to take advantage of the situation. But that's good. No. Love. I always say love overcomes hate. You know? And I let her in. And this is my contract over her. For her. Her grandson and her daughter. I would not let the baby out there. That's the only reason they in here, because of the baby. Yeah, I asked her for a favor tonight, but she act like she's all tall and didn't want to do it because she got a little bit of money from the government and everything. And then she don't want to help me out now. She always thinking about herself. But when she didn't have the money, she was trying to pin on me. When I got paid, she was all up my ass and all, you know? Come out, I miss this, nothing like this. I just look at her and all. Now, the last couple nights, from Monday to Wednesday and all, they stayed up all night, knowing that I had to go to work. No respect for me or nothing. Knowing that I'm doing them a favor and all. No respect. And, you know, this will be the last time I'm helping her, you know. And when I asked her for a favor today, she acted like she was all tired, didn't want to do it. I let her come here and wash her clothes and all. And they, every day, they messed the bathrooms up. The baby got the floor all messed up and all. I got to take all the junk out and clean the junk and rearrange it and every day. And try to keep the baby calm when he get back, because they rent a room apartment. They rent a hotel, spent that money on a hotel instead of food and all that. You know, I think something else is up, you know. But that's good. Hopefully, she'll be out of here. You know, I don't really want to take her to New York. I mean, I'm just doing it because I'm kind. I don't know how to say no. I know my past, people. I know I talk about it during other episodes and how much. Yeah, I know, but it's my heart, man. I couldn't let that baby be out on the street. I just had to take it like a man, put myself on the side, you know, but getting taken advantage of is sit there and you can't do nothing about it. You want to put them out and everything, but your heart saying no, you know, and you love them. You know, I still forgive my wife and my ex-wife, and I love her and all, but she's not my responsibility no more. Now, this a little favor I asked her tonight, but she act like she was all tarred and all that stuff and bull crap and stuff, and I don't know. I can't help it no more, you know? So, next time she get evicted and don't pay her rent or nothing, she's on her own. That's it. Because when I move from this, I ain't telling nobody. But Aunt Nancy and my my family, and of course Henry, they the only ones gonna know where I'm at. You know? And I'm planning to get my driver license and get my credit score up and all. But wait a minute, before we continue this, I like to say PayPal is giving me trouble again. Talking about I can't use their service and stuff again. And that's how I get my little bit of money from Speak. So anybody, a staff from Speak, I'm sorry, but I might have to leave your service because of PayPal. Okay? Because they keep giving me trouble. And anybody from PayPal listening, I'm going to put a lawsuit out on you, PayPal. You know, you abandoned me from service, and I got a podcast that I do a podcast with, and I get a little chunk change, and Speak, who iHeart own and everything, they let you do a podcast, they give you a little revenue, you know? So, I don't want to get in a lawsuit with you, PayPal, okay? Alright? You don't have nothing on me. You keep saying, I can't do this and that and all. But I'm going to call you up again. I'm going to see what the problem, why I can't use the service and all. Sometimes, something about a review they did back in 2022, and they agreed that I can't use the service no more for some reason. I don't know what the reason is. Well, and I have to get a lawyer and find out what the reason is. And you accuse me of some kind of bullcrap, I'm definitely going to sue you. You know? Because this is a little bit of revenue, like a side job, a little pocket change for me. You know? I mean, if the other podcast services pay you well, pay me, I'm going over to them, and they use bank accounts. I'm just going to go over to them to use my bank account to get the little revenue that I use. And anyway, I was leaving Speak anyway. So, but I don't know what the problem is, people. But back to my wife. I mean, I let her come in. I let her stay here. They treat me bad. They stay up all night and allow her. They let the baby cry all night. I mean, and I did everything. Even Henry wrote the homeless shelter number down. Told her to call DDS, immediately shelter. They will get her a shelter for one night or 7 nights. 7 nights or 1 night. Shelter. You'll be gone. Take your clothes and go. You know? Put it in storage. You got money. Call yourself a cab. Carry your clothes. Put it in storage. And then go to the shelter. But, they spent one night over, yesterday, last night over to the hotel. Because the hotel in Tarkin ain't that far from me, right? About 5 minutes. They paid for 2 nights at the hotel. And then my son Michael came in. They've been all out. They've been out all day with Michael and everything. You know. And it's a lot going on. A lot of issues going on in that territory. You know. I didn't want to get involved. You know. I'm risking my contract, violating my contract with the lady that I'm renting the room from, letting them stay here, and they disabusing it, taking advantage of it, you know, and so I just have to get on here and talk about that, and I just ask my audience just to pray that they soon be gone. And just pray that I never cross that path again, okay? I hate to say that, but I just want people to pray that I need a distant love, okay? Now, I see my grandson. God let that happen. And she got a hold of him. And hopefully the future, the kid be all right. Alright. Now, I met two ladies online that I've been talking to for a while. And they seem like they nice people. But, you know, I don't know. It could be, I don't know if y'all can hear me or not, but don't worry, I'm going to get a new mic and a lot of other stuff coming the fifth season, okay? Get a new microphone where you can hear me more quietly. I'm going to get Manified Fiber. People on Fiverr going to help me get louder sound. They're going to affect it and all that stuff, okay? Like I said, season 5 is going to be better. I'm going to get an introduction, and introduction. You're going to hear new cover and everything, okay? So, season 5 is going to look good, really good. And I'm so sorry it took so long for season 5 to begin, okay? I'm sorry. I'm getting episodes up. Just remember, I'm still dealing with these folks, okay? They not family no more. To me, not family no more. They folks. And I'm dealing with them. And she thinks that I can't look good. I can't smell good and look good and all that stuff. She got another thing coming, you know? And I'm going to show her. You know, they still with me around December and January and all. I'm going to show her. I'm not going to put them out, you know. I'm going to take that risk because love is stronger than hate. And when you love someone and you know, care for them, you do anything for them. Okay? Candy don't know how to do things, you know. She just don't know how to respect people and stuff like that. Sorry, people, I'm trying to fix this mic. I gotta get another microphone. And like I said, they came here, they try to take over, they don't respect nothing and all. And I'm really, really tired of it, you know. They came here like the 12th. No sooner when I got this room, here they come, getting evicted. I still don't know why she didn't pay her rent. She get money for the baby, she get money for the Jessica, and she get money for herself. Why she didn't pay her rent, you know? But she talks about me behind my back. Her and her Jessica laugh at me, you know, trying to put me down and all. But I look at them and like, you trying to put me down? I got a job. I got an agency to help me. I got people to help me. Y'all the ones homeless. Jessica running around, cussing, saying the D word, the F word, and all. Think it's all cute and everything. I mean, she just like her family. And Jessica just like her sister, Marianne. You know? And I hate to say that, but call it like it is, you know? Oh my God, I didn't know what I was going to get myself into. Oh my goodness, people. If you look at the situation that I'm in, I'm only doing it because the baby. The baby didn't ask to be in this world, you know? You understand? Didn't ask to be in this world. And I'm just doing it for him. He's only four years old, and I'm doing it for him. But they let him cry at night. I can't get no sleep. They even gave my the bed that Henry got me, the blow up bed. I gave it to them three. But all of a sudden, my idea, getting a hotel, I crashed that. I didn't pay it for it. But I let them take their money and spend their money. I just thought it would be more better you go to a shelter and you will have your money, and when they tell you to leave so they can clean it, but you still have that room for the whole day. It even said, how many days do you need the shelter? 1 day or 7 days? If they get me put out, I ain't worried about this. I always can get this back, this computer and stuff like this back, because I got a job and all that stuff. PayPal give me hassle, but I think I can fix that. I ain't worried about that, because in either way, I can switch to another podcast service and still have my fans to listen to. And I just download it, go to the, I do have a radio station that I found, and I can go to that radio station, pay for it a whole month, and then pay for it for a whole year, and they have a podcast service where I can do podcasts too. It's called King Radio, and they have music and everything that I can play. But I love Speak. I've been here for 5 years, and I love these guys. And I didn't have a problem with PayPal at first. Then all of a sudden, they send me some kind of red note saying you can't use the service no more. Disagreement for something. I mean, what the doggone pain in my butt going on, And then here comes the pass from the blast. Candy and her strange family. I'm trying to say, why you don't get them in a shelter? Don't come here. Get them in a shelter. Michael, call the Mercy Service and get them in a shelter. They will ask how many days you need it. Call DDS. They will ask how many days you need that shelter. And bing. But their plan is put them in a temporary home, some kind of temporary home program, where until she get herself together, then they get her back. She got the paper over here, about that and all. It's some kind of temporary home, and then when she get it together, she'll get the baby back. And she still can come and see him and take him out and stuff like that. But I ain't worried about it, because I got my fans and all. And I just ask my fans just keep praying for me that I get my license. And pray for the book that's coming out March the 30th called Data Blood. It's about an alien, 150-year-old alien living here, working for the government. And he exposed the government that they are selling humans. That's right, selling human beings in their own country, Russia, North Korea, China, Great Britain, and America, United States, all involved in an undercover sting operation where they sell humans to the aliens for technology. And this guy exposed all four major power countries. That's right, I say China, North Korea, Russia, Great Britain, and America. And this guy exposed them. He let their big secret out. And they've been selling aliens. They've been selling human beings. They take their citizens, kidnap them, and sell them and give them to aliens. That's right. Alien species. That's just extraterrestrial. E.T. And that's right. The United States is involved with this too. And they joined forces. All this talk about nuclear war and Ukraine and all that. It's a smokescreen. All five nations, powerful nations, are joining together. And they selling humans, their own citizens, to aliens. And they in a joint operation. And this is what this book is about. It's a science fiction book, but it's good. And that's all I can tell you. You know, come out March the 30th on Amazon. Hopefully, it'll be in bookstores everywhere soon. And you can buy ebook, and hopefully I can get it on Apple and eBay and on Google Books and eBay Books and all. Okay? It's really going to be a good book. It's going to be a novel, not a short story, not the first two books like Mr. Boogie Shoes and Burning Love and Ocean Sky. They were short stories. Just the beginning. Data Blood is the first full-length novel. And I'm going to get this novel done for only like $300 to $450. Yeah, they're going to write 295 pages. And it's going to be a good book. I don't know how many chapters it's going to be. Okay? But it's not going to be a short story. It's going to be a novel. And following that is going to be the people from the Black Dimension. It's going to be a book called Deep. It's going to be a book called First Courage. Something like that, I think. Courage. And it's also going to be a book called You Are My Lucky Star. It's going to be another book called It Comes From the Pits of Hell. And the list goes on. Data Books is coming down the pipes, people. And they're going to be on Amazon. And I'm trying to get them in Barnes and Nobles bookstores and bookstores everywhere. Okay? And they're going to be the four link books. Okay? Go buy Burning Love and Ocean Sky and Mr. Boogie Shoes on Amazon now. Also, I got notebooks and I got book journals on Amazon. Go get those. Check them out. Okay? Give me a like. Go to my YouTube page. Listen to me on YouTube. Follow me on YouTube. Put a like on YouTube. Because Season 5 is going to be on YouTube too. And just put a like. Ring that notification bell. And subscribe to this channel. Okay? Try to get me 1 million downloads this year before season 6 start. Okay, can we do that? Can we get 1 million downloads before season 6 start? I would love to see that. Okay, let's try that, people. Let's try it. Let's see if we can do that. But in reality, I'm not talking about my book now. Hold on, people. I gotta get this. Okay, now I hope it stayed like this, because I had to pivot backwards. Let's try to get 1 million downloads. New York, California, I hear y'all. I'm trying to get the whole state of New York and the whole state of California, okay, to listen to my show. Don't worry, I got the music that I play. It's called Free Royalty Music And I'm going to play my inscription, my monthly inscription for it. So, any of y'all wrote this music, y'all hear it. It will be paid for, okay? It's from a, what's it called? Then I download the music. And don't worry, it will be paid for. And I only have to pay like $9 or $15 a month for free royalty music that I play on here. So I'm getting ready to play another song, and I'll be right back. But please say a prayer for Ash, for Jessica, my ex-wife, and the baby. Okay? And just say a big prayer for me for doing this for them. Even though they don't appreciate it, just say a big prayer for me. Okay? That's all I ask. That's all the donations I ask. And just go to the YouTube channel, subscribe, and like. And you know what to do, fans. Okay? Corey Whitlock Podcast and Radio Show. Be right back. God bless me. Okay, people, I'm gonna play another song and I'll be right back after that. Okay? Right back. That was some good music, wasn't it, people? Thank you. Thank you again for listening to the show. And enjoy your company. Don't forget to watch Star Trek Season 5 of Discovery, okay? That's all black people and all, including white Star Trek fans. That's to support this show, okay? They taking it off. I'm really not happy with Strange New Worlds, especially that season 2, that episode that they had when they were singing and dancing and acting like they seemed like they was on Broadway instead of a TV show. It was like a Broadway musical instead of the Star Trek. And I don't really think this Star Trek is Star Trek, you know. I think it's not canon. No, that's what I feel. Star Trek Discovery is canon. But Strange New World, I don't feel it's canon. It's not getting into the Star Trek like we know. You know, if this would be for Captain Kirk, now let's put some action in this show. Okay, Paramount, CBS? I'm not really happy what you did to Discovery. And then you're going to get 709. and then you're going to make the black woman in second command and get the white woman in first command on the new show and get 709 her show. And then fans going to love that white girl and make the black girl sit in second place. But we had a captain, a black captain. You know? We had a black captain. But they trying to make up this, put another white captain and another black woman in, because they know they messed up with Star Trek Discovery. So they trying to put 709 and this other black woman that you saw, McCart, in together and making the same thing what we saw on Discovery. You see what I'm getting at? No? See what I'm getting at? And this time, they ain't gonna let the black girl go against the captain. You see what I'm getting at? But I'm gonna watch it because I love 709 and the lady who plays her. But I'm gonna love the black woman more better. But they got two black women at the helms. If they do this Star Trek Legacy, if they do the show with 709 and the other black woman and LaBarge's daughter, his real life daughter and his stage daughter, if they do these two shows with his two daughters, and I'm going to watch it. You know, I believe 709 and the black girl are going to give us a good show. It's probably going to be the third best Star Trek of all times. And I'm going to support it, you know. But Strange New Worlds, why y'all just give us Season 6 and Season 7 of Discovery? Why you just do that? Why we have to wait to watch couple maniacs singing on the Enterprise, dancing and singing on the Enterprise? To me, it's one of the worst episodes I ever seen in a Star Trek series. I mean, last year, they dress up like Harry Potter and like they was in some kind of Harry Potter movie, you know. This year, they act like they was on Broadway, singing and dancing. You know, some of the episodes was good. I watched some of them, you know. But I know. Don't get me wrong, I love the show. And I go back and watch season one. I just skip episodes that I don't like. I just skip them. And I go watch the other episodes. Some of them's good, because remember the green creature Captain Kirk was fighting? Well, that's what they doing with with his name Piper. Yeah, and his crew. Well, we never saw the green creature until we saw him when Captain Kirk was fighting them. Then we saw him. We know what they look like. So we already, but before then, we didn't know what they look like before then. So they trying to keep it somewhere like that, moving around so they won't show the creatures. But they already destroyed an outpost and everything. That was a good episode and everything. That was a pretty good episode. And some of the other ones, but I think between episode 9 or episode 8, it was one of the worst episodes. And then they called Discovery Disco Kids. Well, I'm going to call Strange New World Broadway Kids. You know? But Captain Michael Burton, she's one of the best captains since Sisko. You know? Then you got Picard. Then you got Arch. Then you got Janeway. And then you got Kirk. Okay? Listen to some music. right back. Welcome back, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that. I really got this cute girl. She's coming over the 23rd. You know, she's way better looking than my wife and everything. And I'm going to get a hotel room with her. And we're going to do some talking. And that's all I'm going to tell you about that. But catch out Season 5 of Star Trek Discovery. Captain Michael Burton and her crew. The best crew, best captain, best Sirius yet in the Star Trek series. Deep Space Nine, Captain Sisko, Captain Michael Burton, and the crew of the Star Trek U.S. Discovery, and the crew of Deep Space Nine, and Mr. Sisko, Captain Sisko. Check all of those out on Paramount Plus, especially Deep Space Nine and Discovery. Also, check out the rest, Picard, Season 3, wonderful. Check out all the rest of Star Trek. Lower Decks is still running. And checked out, I don't know, they over with or not and all. But check them out. Still running. Still on. Still up. They took the other cartoon off. I don't know what happened to the other costume. That was good too, but they canceled that. But check out Lower Decks. Lower Decks is a pretty good cartoon too. I mean, all the Star Trek is good. All of it. But it just has some major things, you know. Star Trek fans don't agree with a lot of things. And the way they treat Discovery, it just pee me off, okay? But it is what it is. And these guys, this cast and crew, had their blessings for 5 years. And whatever y'all guys at, whatever y'all doing, the crew, the cast of the USS Discovery, and the cast and crew of Star Trek Discovery, God bless y'all guys. Thank you for 5 seasons. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It was great. It was a great show. Wonderful show. And Captain Pike did not boost the show when he came on. He just added more fire to the show. That's all he did. He did not boost the show. It was Star Trek at the beginning. Discovery, USS Discovery, brought back Star Trek. Point. From the first episode to the last of season 5. And the crew of the Enterprise, Captain Christopher Pike crew, did not bring back Star Trek. Even though he was on Discovery for a while. You know, he didn't bring back the show. No. Season 3 of Discovery? Nah. It would have done good without him. You know? No. They just needed more great writers. You know? I mean, they would have listened to the fans and give them separate episodes. Standalone episodes like they doing. I got to say, the standalone episodes of Discovery, I mean not Discovery, Strange New Worlds, should have been Star Trek Discovery. They should have got those standalone episodes and written. That should have been Discovery right there. The shows that they doing right now for Strange New Worlds. They should have did that for Discovery. But they didn't. But, you know, sorry, Lower Decks, Star Trek Enterprise, and then Discovery. Discovery is still behind. I mean, Picard, even season 1 to season 3 of Picard, is better in Strange New Worlds. So here my list again. Deep Space Nine, Star Trek Discovery, Star Trek Voyager, Star Trek Lower Decks, Star Trek Picard, all 3 seasons, and Star Trek, the animation series. Both cartoons, the ones that they canceled. And then, not last, Star Trek Strange New Worlds. The old cartoon from the 70s, and the new one with the kids they had on Nickelodeon. Those, and then, last, on my last list, Strange New Worlds. I'm sorry, cast of Strange New Worlds. I love y'all guys, but you have to be last. Okay. We're going to talk about politics. And we're going to talk about the football season when we come back. So stay tuned. Corey Whitlock Show. Corey Whitlock and Radio Show. Season 5. Episode 2. And I'm going to have some scripts that I'm going to be reading off of. Okay, so we'll be right back. Here's some more music.
Pretty days around me, but I fixate on ugly features. Creature comforts push me further away from think I wanna be here. Sorries echo out like seashells. Well, I thought I'd hear the ocean, they sell hope by the seashore. Hope I get to hold them a little longer for my details. Exposing from my bogus hocus pocus. World be magic, but I'm locked inside a onus. Self-imposed, it's all self-imposed. Pretty days all around me, but I can never focus on the good. Oh yeah, that's the good. Or is it with no exquisite? If it hit me with a fish tick across the face like, is it Tom and Jerry? Tip it, tap it, caught up in my pet. Point of points of passion like, that's when I had it. Point of all the sad like, that's where my dad is. Drifting through the tapping to the last laugh, so close that I can grab it. Pretty days all around me, but all I see the back. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need a better view. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need some spectacles. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need a better view. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need some spectacles.
I would be hella happy if I put time into practice. If I believed in magic, maybe I could make it happen. Too focused on my craft to see there's art inside this madness. Couldn't tell you where I'm going, cause I can't see where I have been. I think I need some context, I'm only doing passive. With 10 toes in the grass, I couldn't say what shade the grass is. I need to drop the sash, cause the men I knew grew on my heart as diamonds. Every time I started crying, growing up, they told me flex up, but don't fess up to the cash. Middle finger upstep to the man that they want me to be, cause I'm better as me. Shout out to my family, they think I'm the black sheep. I'm more like a black king. With crown that's a roof on a house for anxiety. And all the things that I shouldn't regret, but I can't seem to get through my head. At the time that I spent on my past will be better off spent on me trying to make peace with the man in reflection. I wanna be present, struggle to soak in the moment. I'm choking on things that I should've said and things that I should've did. Panda for sending me this, knowing I can see shit without rocking prescription untinted lenses. I'm in my feelings, so deep I persist in my own ascension. I budget to pay attention, stun the shade for the cloud of vision. My skin tone is stunning as sun ray, but I better relate to the day when it turned gray. Addicted to earn wage, high stress, so I burn sage. I'm addicted to growth, need a rack just to focus. I think I need some glasses. Could see hella happy if I put time into practice. If I believed in magic, maybe I could make this happen. I'm too focused on her to see there's beauty in this. Damn, hold on.
Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need a better view. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need some spectacles. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need a better view. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need some spectacles.
So now the war's still going on in Ukraine, and just like all my fans on this show, we all pray for the world. And the more I get everybody into God, and try to see the world as a better place, I just want all my audience everywhere to love each other. You know, I know crime is still up here in Baltimore City, and it's still a wild thing. We got a long way to go, people. But encouragement, 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 and this, a lot of words. I mean, just going to give it to you, you know, like it is. Like, you know, you doing the things that you shouldn't be doing, and that's why your city is like it is, you know. And it's terrible out there, you know. It's terrible. And I just hope the family that I have is not involved in no crazy bullshit. Just going to put it out there, you know. They know who they are. I mean, you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. And I'm not going to be there to help you, because I'm moving. I'm moving on up. And hopefully, once I get my writing career going, I'm not going to be picking up with this bullcrap, you know. Like I said, I'm not going to let a 4-year-old be put out on the street, you know. Even though I'm risking my contract with this lady in a little small room, single room that I'm renting, and it's 4 people in this single room. And they get up all hours of the night. She would call guys on the telephone, talking about they wanna have sex, you know. Yeah, believe me. Told me to go in the bathroom with Candy and have sex and let another guy listen to me. Listen to us having sex while he, you know, do his stuff. Listen to us having sex. This is what kind of guys Candy got involved with, you know. She probably over there now having sex with probably 4 different guys and she didn't want to get, no. But like I said, it's not my worry. I got me a nice little cute hot lady and all. And we talking every day. I mean, she real young and all. I mean, she's in her mid-30s and all. But I don't really care about that. And I just hope y'all don't care about that. Because, I mean, we talk, we text each other. She asked me how I'm doing and everything. I told her the situation. She told me just keep praying, you know. Just keep doing your show, writing your books, and keep praying. And that's the advice she gave me, you know. And I just have to get to my show and talk to y'all guys to get stuff off my mind, you know. And that's one reason why I play Go With The Flow, because there's so many things that get to me, but I have to stay back, step back, and then ask myself, why did I get involved with this? Why did I let this happen? Why I keep letting people take advantage of me? Kind people do kind things, do a good deed, and the people you're doing a good deed for do not care about you. Candy, Jessica, do not care about me. Michael, they act like they do, but you can feel it. They don't. They just want to take advantage of the situation, get what they want, and think they can do it over and over and over. But their free ride is coming to an end real soon, because God says so. And the right amount of listeners, the people who go to church, who listen to this show, is going to pray for me. And God going to be in my favor. And he going to see what they doing to me. You know, don't get me wrong. I love the baby. I love Jessica. I forgive Candy because I love her and all. She's mama of my children. But you don't take advantage of people and come into that little small room and just try to take over and don't do nothing. The bathroom is a mess. The little refrigerator that I had was clean once. Now that looked like trash, you know. And I saw a little bug in here. I mean, the people already don't have that stuff together in here, you know. And I don't know the people that much, but the kitchen, the stove in the kitchen, I mean, yeah. You ask me, you got it. It's not pretty, you know. So I'm just hoping that we get to Thanksgiving, and just hope my fans pray for me, you know. But let's go to the next section, and let's talk about NFL. Boy, I can't talk. See, I was so tired Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when I went to work. And I was so glad that they got a room. When they told me they rented a hotel room, I was ready to say, get the F out. Go right now. You know, that's how tired and angry I was at them. You know, but I got over it. God said, get over it. Okay, I'm here. God talks to me. He talks to me. He's saying, don't worry, I'm here, Corey. I'm here. And this is the only reason I'm getting through it. Because I wish y'all were here to see the situation. See the how small the room is. You're probably asking yourself, why you get yourself involved in that? Why you just said no? Why you just called them? Well, I didn't know about the shelters at this time. Henry gave me the number to a shelter where I called DDS, where she can get some vouchers and she can stay, and they would ask her how many nights she need to stay there. So one of the shelters would ask you how many nights you need. And this is a family shelter. So I really don't know, guys. I really don't know. I mean, she could have had anything she want. She could have had it, you know. And wow, I did. She came over here, washed clothes, then she took my stuff out to dry it and just threw them on the bed. But she folded her own clothes up and stuff like that. See? And that's telling me how selfish she is. How she really don't care. She really don't care. You know? And I don't care about her either. You know? They told me something happened to her, I'm not going to cry. God forgive me. You know? I mean, I know she's my children mother and all. And if something happened to her, and they run to me and say something happened to my mom, it's nothing. It ain't no feelings gonna come over me. You know? I mean, I asked her for just a little favor today. I just tested her, see what she would do it for me. I asked her once, and then I asked again. But, got a number. I got a number. You know? I'm just taking her to New York, you know, because I'm nice and all. You're going to have to watch some serious videos. You know. But it's all good, people. But let's talk about football. I mean, anybody in their hometown football team? I haven't been watching football because of the situation here. But anybody in their hometown know what teams is going to the Super Bowl? It's doing real good this year. Because we only got 3 more months. We in November now. So we got November and December. And I just want to see where the team's at. Because I haven't been following them. And all, and I know my team, the Rams, probably ain't been losing and stuff and all, but I'm just hoping whoever team do go, I congratulate y'all, I do, but my team going to be back, the Rams is going to be back to the playoff, and they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. Probably not this year. Maybe next year. They're going to make it. Because I know they're going to make it. Because they won last year on Christmas. That's what my Christmas present. And they're going to do it again. They're going to do it again. Okay? So, we'll see. Okay, people, football fans, we'll see. Now, I don't know what team got the most wins yet, but something tells me Pittsburgh is up there. Something tells me it's going to be a repeat team coming, and probably going to be a new team haven't got there yet. Gonna be there. And that's good. That's really good, guys. That's really good. Really good. Really good. Because so that's my position with the football. But how about the Orioles? Didn't I tell you? It's coming, guys. I don't think they made it to the Super Bowl or the championship or the World Series. I think it was another team. But I was hoping. I was hearing about them and everything. They was in the playoffs. They was in the playoffs, people. Didn't I call it? Didn't I call it? From the Corey Whitlock podcast show. You heard it. Go back and listen to the episodes. I tell you, before this decade is over, we will be going to the World Series with the Orioles. Baltimore. They gonna make it. They gonna make it. I know they are. Okay? They didn't do it. I don't think they did it this year. But I guarantee they will probably be back in the playoff again. This is how the Ravens did. In and out of the playoff until they finally got serious and won. Beat all the teams in the original season and then beat all the teams in the playoff. And they won and they went to the playoff in 2001 and 11. So the Orioles going to give us two World Series. They're going to repeat what the Ravens did. You watch. Watch, guys. Don't get mad at them. Support them. Keep supporting them. Okay? Don't get mad at them. Alright? They made it to the playoff. They did it. Okay? Don't worry. They will get to the last game of the playoff, the championship game, and into the World Series too. They will do it. I'm telling you. Don't get mad at them. Don't stop supporting them. I'm telling you. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Oh, guys, I'm way over my time. I'm sorry. Oh, God, it's time to go, baby. I did a whole hour. Almost 6 hours. Hour and 6 minutes. I'm just talking away. I love y'all, guys. Thank you for season 5, episode 2. And I'll see you on the next Corey Whitlock podcast show. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you and Ashley and family. Bob, Brian, Lisa, Mom, Dad, Aunt Alice, Uncle Harry, Aunt Diane, Aunt Nancy, cousins, love you, and we love you. Good night.